The comments made by Mayor Jack Thomas and City Manager Diane Foster on KPCW were made during the regularly scheduled Wednesday morning interview, which precedes every city council meeting. Their comments were generated by a letter from Talisker's attorney John Lund earlier that week, saying Talisker would not oppose Park City Mountain Resort operating the ski area through this next ski season, but there needed to be agreement over the bond amount that PCMR would have to pay to be able to do that. In that interview, Foster said that Talisker was, quote, piling on the rental payments and damages rather than figuring out how to get the resort open. In a letter to City Attorney Mark Harrington dated August 4th, Talisker attorney John Lund says the comments by the city leaders incorrectly suggest that Talisker and PCMR must negotiate an out-of-court agreement as to the bond amount and can't rely on the court to set such an amount. Further, he wrote, these comments could be construed as trying to influence the legal process. Park City Mayor Jack Thomas says that's nonsense.
Our intent is a solution, you know, and we have encouraged them to engage in two things, really. One is to give us open up this season. You know, let's not lose this season. That's very important. You know, time is of the essence, and this affects, you know, every business in this community. And the other part is, of course, guaranteeing a long-term solution.
The city, he says, is not taking sides between the two resort operators, but is taking the side of the Park City community.
The city and the businesses and the welfare of the community, to some extent, are really held ransom through this process. There's a negative effect that can happen to us. If we don't raise our concerns, if we don't ask the questions, if we don't raise issues related to the welfare of the community, then the only issues that are going to be raised through their mediation is the concern that they each have for their own businesses and their ability to make money. You know, what I'm concerned about is this community and the welfare of every business that's here.
Even though public comments seem to rile up the disputing parties, Thomas says that city leaders will continue to speak up.
We're trying to be professional and appropriate with the comments that we say. As a government and as mayor, I think it's our responsibility to ask those questions that relate to the welfare of the community.
While Attorney Lund asked that the city limit its comments only to what's in the best interest of the community, Park City Attorney Mark Harrington says city and county officials have been very careful to keep their comments off limit about the ongoing litigation. When asked why the city doesn't just let the process play out and keep city officials quiet, Harrington said it's very appropriate that city leaders express their concerns about whether the resort opens for business this winter. Taking a lead in an issue, he says, is exactly what leaders do.
Both the city and county councils have been very neutral and very patient, and for the most part have done that with regards to the merits of the litigation. But in terms of representing the community's interests and making sure that there was continued focus on a broader solution to the operations of the resort as opposed to just the lease and the litigation, until we have an answer, I think it's more than appropriate and, quite frankly, you know, their obligation of the elected officials to continue to speak publicly on matters of public concern.
City Council Member Andy Bierman says even though Talisker has asked that city officials limit its comments and not give the impression that it may be looking to recast history or shape what needs to be, the council, on the side of the community, he says, will continue to speak out on those issues they think are important.
I think we represent the community, and the community is entitled to have an opinion. This could have serious impacts if they're not able to settle this before the season, and I think we don't intend to stifle our voice, and we are going to continue to encourage them to come up with reasonable resolution.
Harrington wrote back telling Lund that city officials will continue to be placed in a position of responding to the increasing public interest in whether the 2014-15 ski season will proceed. The city manager's statement on KPCW, he says, merely confirms that state laws governing the case allow Talisker, in fact, to pile on a host of permissible costs, serve to clarify only how far apart the two parties likely remain in litigation. These explanatory comments, he said, are needed when neither Talisker or Powder provide information to the public. More interesting to Harrington, though, was the letter that was sent to him and Lund from Park City Mountain Resort attorney Alan Sullivan, which essentially makes an offer outside of the court proceedings. Sullivan, who declined to respond to KPCW's request for a comment, wrote, quote, Park City Mountain Resort would be willing to make an immediate payment to Talisker in an amount that, according to its independent expert, exceeds the fair rental value of the property for the four-year period from May 1, 2011 to April 30, 2015, in return for Talisker's immediate agreement to a stay of eviction through next ski season. Sullivan goes on to say that PCMR's payment would be made without prejudice to the right of either side to prove to the court at a trial that a higher or lower annual rate should apply for this period. The resort, he wrote, thinks that this is a sensible solution to the immediate impasse. It would allow the litigation to proceed without holding the community hostage. Neither party, he says, would be harmed, and it may lead to a resolution for the entire dispute. While Sullivan wouldn't comment as to whether that was an offer on the table, City Attorney Harrington would only question why such an offer would be made in a public letter to Park City when they're supposed to be in mediation.
The city certainly isn't going to comment on the merits of any offer between the parties. That should be between the parties. We were a little surprised to see that in the correspondence. So I think that's a question for the parties. The city, you know, both parties want the city to remain neutral. The city will remain neutral. But at the same time, it seems the parties aren't going to be mutually accountable for if there's no deal to open the resort. They want the public to judge who's at fault. And, you know, the city isn't going to get in that game either.
That's Park City Attorney Mark Harrington. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.